This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
I'm sure I'm not in sync with you.
I know. We're not in sync anymore with each other. Delay. Damn delay.
I'm singing along in my headphones, but I'm sure it was a full second behind you, right?
Hey, Bryn. While we got you here, you know, our last guest, Brittany Chiquetta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Some people have written in and they want to know if she's on social media and if there's and if she wants those addresses given out. So if you want to ask her, I don't want to give out or even search it if it's something that she's going to later go, what'd you tell everybody that for?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know what? She was absolutely great. Like,
yep.
Let's try to keep her number. And I mean, I just thought she was such an excellent guest.
Well spoken.
She was great. All right, let's, without further delay, now the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. The Fremont Bank Foundation has committed over $1 million to COVID-19 relief in the Bay Area. Check out all they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com. I'll begin with the skies overhead are overcast at my house.
Gray. Yep. I got gray skies, too.
Oh,
what do you
okay.
think? What does that mean? Well,
means it's not as nice as it was yesterday. Hopefully you enjoyed it while we had it. It also
is
probably
it gonna
burn means
off or what?
Yeah, the sun will probably break through in an hour or two. I wanted to start with this, re-mention this, and then tell you something I found on my little online journey here. So to begin with, it makes the news now that Gavin has said Californians need to be wearing a mask if you're out in public settings. We've seen an uptick in new coronavirus cases. I even have an email a text I'll do when it's time from one of our first, I believe it's someone from a hospital. So I guess that's not a first responder, but it's someone who's dealing with this on the front lines.
Yep.
And she's saying they're seeing cases rise right now. So it's definitely time to get with the mask program. So they're saying basically you need a mask if you're out unless you're swimming, walking, hiking, bicycling, or running outside and able to maintain social distance, which is the key ingredient to not needing a mask when you're out breathing heavy, which is what often, you know, cycling or running will bring about.
Right.
Unless you're Christina and then somehow she can just run miles after miles after miles and seems to be fine.
With a mask and all.
Yeah, whatever. Oh. And carrying stuff. I'm like anything in my hand I throw. Like I don't want to carry stuff. This feels like 200 pounds. A phone? No.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the deal. You need to have a mask on. They say if you're a child under 2, that's where the line is. You don't have to have a mask. Now, I looked up masks because we were talking about it. And I saw those sort of, I think you referred to it as a buff. We also referred to it as a neck gaiter.
Yeah.
Which you can pull up over your face. And I thought, oh, I want a 49ers one.
So
I looked it up. Well, I found one, but it's made of polyester. So, and in the description, it says, very breathable. is that what I want? I don't think
no,
so.
Breathability
I'm not sure.
is not necessarily. Yeah, you know, the thing is that all of those ones, because they're stretchy, you know?
Right.
So the gaiters and buffs have like a polyester thing going. Even if they just, even if they're somewhat cotton, like any jersey kind of stuff has some stretchy material in it. That's, I didn't even think of that. I bought a few of them.
You already did?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh. So anyway, I looked up for an article on what material makes the best COVID masks, and a study has been written by, let's see, this is Medical Express, which ones are best. And you know what they say here? Regular old cotton t-shirts are basically the best material you can find in-house.
That seems so thin, you know?
Well, hold on. So they're saying double layer of a cotton t-shirt mm-hmm. is better than an N95 mask. It'll give you 98% coverage.
What?
And it's still more breathable right. than an N95 mask. So one
cut
layer.
Cut the sleeves off your t-shirt, double it up, and put it over your nose and mouth.
Right. I've
Damn,
been saying
Vinny.
That all along, and here it is. The two, they say, let me just read this part. We considered a set of 10 common household fabrics and compared their properties with those of medical dental quality masks as a benchmark. The fabrics had different combinations of cotton, polyester, and silk, and they measured the breathability and resistance of 2- and 3-layer t-shirt fabric, and they found that t-shirts are the best.
Wow.
T-shirt fabric had a 98% droplet blocking efficiency when double layered. That's better than the stuff they're using at the hospital. Now, it won't have the same...
Wow.
It won't have the same shape. You know, a t-shirt sleeve is going to have one tight side, which is the finished sewn part, yeah. and then it's going to have a loose side, which is where you cut it off the shoulder. So, you know, whether or not you're making sure you're fully covered is an issue. They do mention that, you know, some of these homemade masks, if they have sort of leaky sides,
yeah,
that's an issue.
Yep.
Better than nothing, but not great.
You know, I would like to say, here's a suggestion. Each t-shirt makes one mask. Take off both of the sleeves and
right.
sew them together with a tight side on either side.
Ah, there you go.
I can totally picture that working.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to mention that. So that was what my research showed me. And as much as I would like to get a fancy 49ers gator, it doesn't look like that's going to be the best move. So
right.
I'm going with old t-shirt sleeves like I have been. All right. And speaking of stuff where a place where they make stuff, the creatives, you're on Etsy, aren't you?
Yeah.
There's a person on Etsy called the Psychic Artist.
Oh, well.
Have you met this person?
I have not.
All right.
I haven't.
They use their psychic abilities to see your future soulmate, then draw a detailed sketch of them, describe their personality, and email it to you. They say here within 24 hours, but they're so backed up. I guess the boredom factor here on quarantine
if
has
I
caused
need, you know, if I'm looking for someone, Vinny, I'm going to need to have a photo, so you know, a drawing, so I can recognize them.
When
and I'm going to get in line for that. Look, you know, even if I don't get it for a couple of weeks, this psychic artist needs to give me I need to know what this guy looks like.
Right. The psychic artist says that all they need is your name and birth date and $66.
Oh.
But for the $66, you will get a full drawing, a detailed drawing, and a description of their personality.
Oh.
They say they're very backed up, overwhelmed with orders right now. So they've taken a temporary pause to catch up. But if you want a drawing of your soulmate.
And I do.
Look for the Psychic Artist on Etsy.
I want to test that.
Should I do it?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. Nicole, you should totally do it. Nicole, do it.
I'm kind of interested in it, not because I'm taking it seriously, but I want to see what I would get
yeah.
back.
I love it.
Like, what if it's a mugshot of somebody?
Well,
oh, that's not good news. But look,
exactly.
Then you'll know, right? You know, you got to go to jail. You know,
That's yeah. what she knows.
Well, sure, right. Guys. I mean,
they're very loyal there.
All right.
Are they?
I have a question for the room.
Oh my God! All right, we're listening. The room is listening.
Have you taken a selfie while driving?
No. Have you?
We're not done with the room yet. This reporter's still asking his questions.
So that's a yes. All right.
Bryn, have you taken a selfie while driving?
It's quite possible. I don't remember doing that, but it's something I might do for, I don't know why I'd do that, but I can't say I haven't, I guess is the answer.
Nicole?
No, I've done it in a parked car, but not while driving.
Okay, all right.
Vinny?
11% of people admit they've taken a selfie while driving.
Vinny?
What?
Have you taken a selfie while driving?
Of course I have, yes.
Oh, you have? Mm-hmm. Oh. Who do you have to send that to? I don't get it. Are you just showing that? You know what? Actually, I have taken, but not a selfie. I take pictures of traffic sometimes if I'm stuck in it. I'm late. Look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's exactly why, though, is I've absolute, because I will sometimes if.
To prove you're in the car?
Yeah.
That's it. Now I know.
I have absolutely been asked, you're not even in the car yet. And I'm like, no, I am. I'm driving. Here's me right now.
Click. That's a shirt you had on yesterday.
11% of people admit they've taken a selfie while driving. I think we've definitely done family photos while parked where everyone's in the back and we sort of get our heads in and a cute family photo. They say the top reasons why someone would do it, they looked especially great that day, which I have never thought to myself. Have you ever have days where you go, I'm particularly hot today?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, you do?
Sure, of course. All right. You know, you're getting ready to go somewhere and you're all gussied up and, you know, you got a full face of makeup on, you know, those days, Vin. And, you take a picture and go, look. Then you take a few more pictures to get just the right angle. Like, I took 50 selfies yesterday with my new haircut. I had to get the cut looking right. I need to get my neck out of the picture, you know, make the whole thing work. It's the most selfies I've ever taken in one day was yesterday.
That one shot took 50 shots, huh?
Oh, I got like 3 or 4 ones that I'm like, these are, ooh. Hey there, hottie.
Smoking hot, huh?
Yeah. Smoking hot grandma. How you doing?
All right.
Ooh, the silver on the sides is really showing in this one. Oh, yeah.
If you don't know, Sarah chopped all her hair off, and the photo is on her Instagram at Clarky Clark.
Check me out over here.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the nice comments, too. Very few people going, ew. Few. there are a few, but, you know.
I think you look great. I don't know why anyone... People Short like hair, to just don't be, care. You know, jerky. So maybe that's why, but I think you look great.
Thanks, Vinny. I appreciate you were very supportive when I sent you a picture yesterday.
Ketchup, they say, might be the best condiment ever invented.
It's a good one.
Oh, you love it the most?
No, I like mayo the most. Actually, you know what? I think I might like mustard the most. Like mustard.
Well, the number one place where a hot dog goes, or a number one place where ketchup goes, is a hot dog. And I don't use it on, I use mustard.
Mustard only on a hot dog.
There's no ketchup on hot dogs. Now, they say.
I might use both if they're both there and readily available.
They say fries is next. And yes, I absolutely want ketchup for my fries. Burgers, yes. Got to have ketchup on there. Chicken nuggets?
Nah. No, I want the dips. They have they have good sauces. I like the barbecue and the honey mustard.
Exactly. Eggs.
No, I don't want ketchup on eggs. My kids like ketchup on eggs.
I'll do Tabasco or I'll do Cholula. Salt and pepper, but I'm not doing ketchup.
Yeah.
Grilled cheese, salt and pepper. Other sandwiches, and then pasta. I guess in lieu of tomatoes, an actual tomato sauce, you use
ketchup. What is it, dad's night to cook?
I guess. That's gross.
Yeah.
Yuck. Ooh. Anyway. There are the top places people put their ketchup. Hot
people
dog,
do love
number
ketchup.
One.
You know, I actually wonder what like original ketchup was. Because now they say ketchup is really just a bunch of sugar, like corn syrup. And that, you know, and colored red. Like, I wonder what if original ketchup was more like just sort of like crushed tomato. Or
maybe.
You
know, I know that
tomato paste.
Where I lived in Irvine growing up, right on the other side of the Colony Park, which is the housing tract we lived in, were tomato fields. As far as the eye could see, tomato fields. And so as you would imagine, the kids go out there and we would have tomato fights all the time.
Oh,
that was
a
regular
waste of food.
Well, I'm assuming that all those made it into ketchup at some, even the broken ones. That's kind of the deal with ketchup, right?
I bet you that's what we make the most with tomatoes, right? Because have you ever seen those tomato trucks going by? And it's just a huge pile of tomatoes. I always think to myself, well, the bottom of that is just ketchup, right?
It's right. Well, I think it's all going to ketchup. They're probably...
I don't
think they use the best tomatoes for ketchup, and that's probably why they're filled with corn syrup and coloring.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I'm a big fan of the show, but your on-air comments about how T-shirts making better masks than N95 masks were just absurd. Do you really think with the hundreds of thousands of healthcare workers going without PPE, we wouldn't have manufactured cotton masks to satisfy the problem? Do you really think the medical industry would go to all that expense and trouble of making N95 masks for all these years if they could simply...
It's got to be about just cutting off T-shirt sleeves and putting them on. Where did you see that info, Vin?
The article, which I've since closed out. Great.
Of course you have.
Was found on... This might be it. Ah, crap. Let me check this one. Hold on.
I remember it sounding like a fairly...
Medical Express or something like that. Listen, I found an article online, and I told you that's where I found it. If you've got... better masks, then use them. I'm just trying to tell you right now, the California governor has said everybody's got to have a mask. And when I looked up those gaiters, they're made with polyester. And that was not anywhere near the top of the list.
Yeah, they say breathable right on them. You don't want that. Breathable is not what we're looking for here.
Let me look in the history here. The article is Medical Express making a homemade COVID mask. Study explains the best fabric choices. And in this article, it says doubled up T-shirt sleeve is 98%, which is more than the N95 mask.
Do they quote the study? Do they say where the study's out of? Is it heaviermetal.net?
No, provided by the University of Illinois.
Okay, there you go. So look up the University of Illinois study and read for yourself. We're just reporting the news here, people.
No, it's okay. I'm not bummed at that person for saying all that stuff.
No,
I just thought,
not. Okay,
I'll read that. Let me see if there's anything else I can do. Boy, lots of long ones right now. Hey, check out the Google Doodle today about Juneteenth. It's beautiful.
Oh, let me look it up. Google Doodle.
The Jersey Neck fairies work great. Fairies? And you can double and trim layer if needed. You're also more likely to wear it all the time because it's around your neck and you just have to pull it up. Yeah, that's why I was thinking. The Jersey Neck fairies, though. I'll look that up. Maybe that's a thing.
This is really, you click it and it plays. It's like a little cartoon that they've done for the Google Doodle. This is great. Oh, sorry. My thing is on. Let me turn this off. Oh, Bryn, you got it?
I do, but yeah, I'll play it later.
Yeah, I'm going to. It's like a poem that is being animated. Yeah, so just Google homepage. That's
cool.
Interesting. Has some really good.
408 says, anybody that's had to wear a motorcycle helmet knows there's no way the NFL is going to be able to run and perform like that. Like they did wearing those things.
Yeah.
I do think, you remember one of, was it Antonio Brown? One of his gripes was he didn't want to wear the new helmet that was being mandated for him. I know his whole thing was just dragging his feet because he didn't want to go to play for the Raiders. But
the
truth is, that, they're not going to dig those giant contraptions. They're too heavy and probably block too much visibility. So
they do look... like a hindrance, but if everybody has them on, maybe, you know, that levels the playing field somewhat. It's going to be weird. Like, imagine trying to catch a ball with something like that on your face.
I think you were
running,
right when you said we're not going to see football.
Yeah.
I think that's really where we're at.
It doesn't seem likely.
And I've even seen coaches who've said these standards you want us to keep up are not possible for a contact sport.
Uh-huh.
It's just not possible. There's too many. Plus, each team has, 60 players and how many support staff?
Right. It's huge. The organization is huge.
There isn't any way to bubble that.
All right, time for the huddle. Everybody on Zoom.
It's not possible. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
New music and other things besides that, right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.